You couldn't make it up. English news on October the 7th. How much do you walk? How often do you leave the car and walk instead? Well, the truth is, the more you do this, the lower your risk of some cancers, diabetes, heart disease and stroke, and the longer you'll be likely to live. A medical study of the benefits of exercise has been published in England this week. It encourages everyone to walk for an hour a day if possible and to do an average of 20 minutes of moderate physical activity every day. That adds up to about 150 minutes a week. If everyone did this, it could prevent one death in every 12 in England. That's 37,000 lives saved each year. Well, one way of making sure that you walk is to have a dog, because then you have to walk it every day. One couple on holiday in southern England were walking their dog when it ran off, chasing a pheasant, and disappeared. The dog, a collie called Poppy, had fallen into a ravine 12 metres deep. Coast Guard rescue team searched for Poppy and found her, but they had to give up when night fell. The next day, a rescuer was lowered down and brought Poppy back to her owners, none the worse for wear for her night out. The advice to dog owners is to keep their pet on a lead when near sheer drops. Someone who's certainly kept up exercising is Mr. Fuja Singh, who at 102 is the world's oldest marathon runner, and he's completed 9 marathons since he started competitive running after his 89th birthday. This weekend, he opened the first marathon festival in Bournemouth on England's south coast. To keep in training, you can run along to English Lessons in Cluj. That's all for today. Bye.